When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we have the one and only Sad Boy Loco in the building. How you feeling, man?
Real good, man. Real good. Glad to be fucking back, you know?
Yeah, man. We thought that we weren't going to see you for a few years there.
I'm pretty sure there was a lot of motherfuckers that thought the same thing, you know?
For real. Okay. That's crazy. All right, let's talk about it. Let's get into the whole story, though, from the beginning, because you've never been on here before. Tell me a little bit about your upbringing in Santa Barbara and what it was like for you as a kid.
I mean, typical lifestyle, you know what I mean? Mama, two jobs, pops, fucking, you know, with his issues, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Siblings like a motherfucker, you know what I mean? So it's like...
How many siblings?
I got six other fucking siblings. Okay. Six of us, you know? So we're deep.
Right.
The jefe and the pops were busy at some point, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. So your mom was the one who was holding it all together and your dad was kind of...
Yeah, well, he was doing his thing too, but I mean, he's a construction, he works labor, so... You can't work all throughout the year, you know what I mean? There's seasons where it rains or whatever, so he did his thing, you know, but respect to him. He still put our shit on the back, you know?
Okay, really. So you were the oldest of the family? Or?
Yeah, oldest male.
Oldest male, okay. Yo. And so what part of Santa Barbara, like, what was the environment like that you grew up in?
I mean, Santa Barbara, it gets portrayed like as in, it's like tour, you know, like it's city by the sea, you know what I mean?
Right. But, it is a very beautiful place, at least some of the parts I've been to.
It is, but you know what I mean? On the deep end?
Right.
You already know what it is. If you've been to Santa Barbara, you know.
Yeah. No, I think I mostly stayed out of the bad areas like, when I was around there, though. Nah, yeah. I might go with you, but even you told me that, like, I proposed, I'm like, we should go film a video, like, where you're from, and you were like, it might not be a good idea.
Fuck, no. I don't even film fucking videos in my hood, because...
Really? It's crazy.
We can enjoy... I'm not going to enjoy it. We would have been there interviewed. An hour would have been wasted. They're running my name.
Oh, what? The cops would be all over us?
Yeah. So I'm like, I ain't trying to do that shit.
So you'd be more concerned about the cops pulling up than people that don't like you having issues with you?
Fuck the motherfuckers that don't like me. It's the motherfucking cops.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
Hell yeah.
For sure. And would you say that it was like rough as a kid too? Or has it gotten worse? Has it gotten better?
I can't complain. Everybody has their ups and downs. You know, I went through it. Struggle's real. You know what I mean? It's the bounce back, though. You know what I mean? Fuck that. Like, I went to jail and all that bullshit. It is what it is. But, I mean, I wasn't there sitting complaining, you know?
Right.
I did my time. I didn't let time do me, you know?
I feel you. Okay, so when you were a kid, like, what were you like as a student and stuff? Was there a period of time where it looked like you were going to be an upstanding citizen before you might have got messed up?
I was a fuck up. I was a fuck up. Hey, spence out to all my teachers, but, you know?
Really?
I was just that fuck up. Now I think about it. Now I have a daughter that's, so, you know, on her teenage. Like, fuck. If I could go back, I'd be in the front of the class. Like, I used to ditch school, and it's like, why are you going to ditch? Now you think homies be like, where the hoes at? For the fucking school. Go to school, you stupid little motherfucker. Like, what right. the fuck?
That's where you're going to meet all the girls that are not from your area and shit,
and that's
too.
Where you want to meet a bitch. You know, you ain't trying to... meet her on the hood, you're trying to meet her at school and shit, something like that, you know what I mean?
That's how you level up, is you meet a girl in school, because otherwise why would you necessarily be around girls who are having money and shit? When I think back to school, that's like a biggest thing, is that you're around all these people your age, but you have nothing in common with them, so you could like really level up on some shit.
I mean, you just gotta get your knowledge up in that motherfucker, you know what I mean?
Hey,
you got, there's shit from school that you're gonna need regardless. Math, you gotta hustle, you know what I mean? Like, shit that you need.
Think about all the girls whose houses you could rob that you would meet in school. I mean, like, if you were into that kind of
thing.
They
invited you to a party, you were just stalking them motherfucker out.
Yeah, you just do a bunch of, like, you know, a little research and shit when you're in the house. You come back at a later date. I mean, at the very least, and that's even if you're just, like, pure evil, like, trying to do some
mañas and shit.
Nasty shit.
Nah, I don't know. That was then, man. You don't steal you no more. You can't steal. I don't steal none of that shit.
All right.
That's a bad habit, you know what I mean? Especially when you go to jail, that's what, not tolerated.
You were thieving when you were a kid?
I mean, everybody does. You can't say you didn't steal, you know what I mean?
Fuck. Oh, yeah. Shoplifting, that was, like, my main vice
and
for
candies,
years.
I didn't have that fatty. Fuck, I'm taking that sneaker. Fuck that.
Facts. That's a fact. Okay, so when did you... like, did you drop out at a certain point, or what was it like?
Nah, just suspensions. Like, it was just getting transferred to school Fuck, it was like continuing school.
Right.
Hit El Puente, all the fuck ups there, you know what I mean?
Like, right.
It was just...
Was the gangbang shit around you since you were young, or was that something you had to go out of your way to sort of get involved?
That shit was around me from a baby, because, I mean, I went to La Casa La Raza. There was a program out there for youth, or even boys and girls. I mean, I had homies there that were my older homies at the time, you know. I didn't gangbang, but it was like, you're going to play pool or foosball with an older gang member, you know what I mean? So it was like...
You're going to figure it out.
Yeah, you're just soaking up game as a little kid and shit, you know?
Right. So when did you decide that you actually wanted to get involved with that, or what was that like?
I mean, when you're around it so much, you're going home from school and you got to pass by the homies. It's kind of like, what's up? Soon enough, you're gonna pit stop at that motherfucker and then hang out.
Right.
You know what I mean? That first time might be a minute, next time might be 30 minutes. Mm. Shit, third time you just chilling there, fucking, you know what I mean?
But did you feel like they were like recruiting you, like they wanted you, even when you were a kid? They like knew that you would be a good soldier.
Nah, you don't get forced into this shit. That shit's where it's all bad, you know?
Right.
And if it's in you, it's in you. That's why some motherfuckers are made for the streets. Some aren't. That's why they made the sidewalks. You know what I mean? Straight up.
I respect that. But okay, so once you kind of get put down though, like, how did your life change?
I mean, it just changes in a way, like, certain people don't want to be around you because you're dangerous, you know, like you're a target, you know what I mean? So it's like, I see it the way, like, oh, I can't kick it with this motherfucker. They're after this motherfucker, you know what I mean? But it's like, it's the life you live. I mean, we all live in some type of danger. Now civilians get it and shit. Look at all this shit that's going on, you know what I mean? Like,
right. But did you feel, as a kid, did you feel like you were at risk if you didn't click up? Like, that you were going to be somebody, like, you would be on the outside of shit and that would leave you in a vulnerable position?
Nah, not at all. I was a bully when I was a little kid, so it never really, you know what I mean?
You got bullied?
I was a bully.
Really? Why? Because you were a smaller dude?
Nah, I wasn't small, just a little badmouth motherfucker, you know what I mean? That's where I probably learned my lessons and shit.
Really? What, so like bigger dudes or like older kids wouldn't be picking on you?
At certain points, till the motherfucker stepped up and then it just stops, you know?
Right.
Any motherfucker, you get bullied, just step up to the bully. You might get fucked up, but I guarantee you he ain't gonna do it again.
Did you have like one defining moment where you sort of like beat somebody's ass that thought that they were just gonna pick on you?
Hell yeah. I had to. It was like, fuck, I'm gonna have to do this, or I'm gonna get bullied every fucking day, or just do what I gotta do this motherfucker right now.
Right.
So bang bang, did it. Never bullied me again.
Wow.
You know what I mean? That's how it works out. You just gotta step up.
But it was all just fighting back then.
Yeah, it was just
this bullying. When you're like a kid.
Yeah, a little kid, you know. Right. Jacking my shit, didn't want to give my CD player back type of shit. Like, man, fuck this.
Man, those are rough memories when I think about it. I remember somebody took like a fucking TLC tape off me when I was a kid. Shit. Like a friend. Like, he's supposed to be cool with me, and I figured out he stole one of my fucking cassette tapes.
The one that had no scrubs on there?
Yeah. No, 100%, yeah. And I was ready to kill. Like, I would have, like, really, like, thought I was, like, an assassin, like, 9 years old, like, riding my bike over to his house looking for him and shit. Yeah.
See, I had to meet this motherfucker at the bus stop, so I knew I was going to see him every morning, you know what I mean?
Right, so you just had to hold it down. Okay, so were you getting in trouble with the law from a young age?
Fuck, in and out of the hall, bullshit like that, you know?
Right. What would you get in trouble for the first time they got you locked up?
Stupidity, fucking drug charges.
Oh, really? Yeah. So you were fucking around with drugs from an early age?
Yeah, smoking, all that shit, you know what I mean? Okay. Curfew type of bullshit.
Were you selling drugs or you're just getting fucked up?
Nah, I had my ways to get my money.
You know really? What was your hustle? What can you say about that?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. You feel me?
That's what's up. I fuck with it, man. So, like, yeah, but where were you hanging out, like, at that time? Because when we think about Santa Barbara, we think about it being, like, a nice area. Like, you're just hanging out in, like, neighborhoods and shit.
Yeah. Trust me. You got the beach, sunny-ass beach and all that shit. But I was kicking it with the homeboys. Like, that's what it was. Just the homies. The homies kicking it with the homies. Where you going? Liquor store. Where you going? The homies, you know?
Right.
It's either you play sports, you know how it is in every neighborhood. You either dedicate yourself to fucking sports or you're going to be a good motherfucker or you're taking the wrong route, you know?
When did you start to think about rap, though? Was that your first thing that let you think about the world as being bigger than your neighborhood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rap did it.
How'd you figure it out?
I mean,
that you can rap?
one of my old homies, ex-homie now, fucking, he put me on this shit, and then just as soon as I started getting the love, it just continued, you know what I mean?
Really?
I just, like, I was doing it for the homies, fucking neighborhood this, y'all in my neighborhood on that, you know what I mean? But as soon as I started getting fan base from outside of the city, it was like, oh, shit, like.
What year did you start to really get your shit going? Because it's like, you've had videos that have been doing shitloads of views on YouTube for like a decade plus, right?
Fuck yeah. Or first one was like, decade. I'm still here. That's when.
2011?
11, 12, okay. Yeah, years ago.
Right. And so I'm still here. Like, I was confused about that being like the oldest video I found, because I'm like, if he's still here, like, what was he doing before that that he needed to let him know
that was
still
obviously
here?
A fucking sequel or something, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It sounds like a sequel, but like, I wasn't sure what was going on in your career before all that. Yeah,
nah, that was just like some shit happened in the motherfucking neighborhood, so I just made the video at that motherfucker, you know what I mean?
But that was the first one that really took off.
It took off.
How did you, like, where were you getting love from all of a sudden? Were you getting love from, like, Mexican people all over the fucking world and shit? Because I feel everywhere. Like that's what happens.
That motherfucker got me to Japan, tour to Japan, everywhere. It's just, that shit was, it did it. I don't know.
Really?
Caught on, you know?
Because you were kind of, like, the first dude in a lot of ways sort of pushing the image that you were pushing, like, where, like, even in the thumbnails and shit, I could see how people were very shocked by, like, you just don't see a lot of, like, Mexican gangbanger rappers who, like, really have that kind of look and shit.
Hell no, yeah.
Right. Who did you even look at as, like, inspiration that let you think that you could do it or that there was a lane for you?
Nah, well, me growing up, I just grew up to, like, Snoop Dogg, the Eastsiders and shit, like, all right. That G shit, like, you know what I mean? It wasn't, like, I didn't have that mind state, like, I'll have, like, all that love shit gets for the females, but I was just stuck on, like, that's all I soaked up, G shit. Woke up to some gangbang shit, like, it wasn't any other type of shit, you know what I mean? Like, so now that I've, like, when I even write my lyrics or whatever, it's already embedded in me. It's like soaked. What I could do other music, don't get me wrong, it's simple, but like, if you throw me in with my fucking producer, what you trying to, some gangster shit.
Yeah.
It's just, that's, just that's what I grew up to, like.
Exactly, you know yeah. I mean? But, okay, were you influenced by Cypress Hill? Like, did they sing? Because they were like pretty much the first big Hispanic rap group.
Yeah.
What was your perspective on them? Like, did you see that as kind of being comparable to what you were doing?
Nah, I mean, he did his thing from back in the motherfucking days, you know what I mean?
Like, right.
So that respect to that motherfucker, like, it just little by little was opening doors. We were getting noticed, but that limelight wasn't on fucking Latinos or Chicano rappers or whatever they would label homies, you know?
How do you feel about the market for that kind of music and shit at this point? Do you feel like it's fully accepted? Like, the game has changed a lot.
I mean, you don't have to accept it, but you got to respect it. It's there, you know?
Right.
It's there now.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? You turn on that hip-hop R&B station, there's fucking Spanish lyrics on that shit, you know?
Definitely.
So it's there.
And there's a shitload of Hispanic kids in America rapping but they have no clue about any of the gangster type of shit. Is that kind of odd to you?
I mean,
or do you relate nowadays, to it at all?
Nowadays, I don't relate to that shit. I'm a G, you know? But nowadays, motherfuckers are going to rap about however you get your money, get your money. You know what I mean? But just when you're lying about it, those lies catch on. You know what I mean? So why fake the funk? Just keep it real on what you're doing, you know?
Do you see that happen a lot where you have somebody coming out getting a lot of views and shit and they're talking super tough and you're sitting there like, no, I don't see it.
Man, you go to jail, you see half of these rappers PC the fuck up. So it's like, man, whatever, motherfucker. Like, you know?
If you're in the rap game, you can never do that.
Like, come on, dog. Like, keep that shit gutter 100, you know what I mean?
I feel you.
Because it's even, you can lie to your fans, but then your homies are laughing at you like, fool, shut the fuck up. Like,
right.
Come on, my boy, you know?
But we were just having this conversation about Draco the Ruler and Soulja Boy. And from my perspective, it's like, bro, Soulja Boy is way too much of a target to be out there with everybody, right?
Nah. It don't matter. It don't, especially in jail, you got to go GP. I mean, fuck, whatever. You got skeletons in your fucking closet over there. That's your pedo, you know what I mean? But that's, man, though, why would you fucking, you're going to go sleep with motherfuckers that got some dirty ass rap sheets, you know what I'm saying?
So I feel you. So when did you first do a nice long stretch in jail?
Fuck, well, I mean, since I was a little kid, in and out the fucking hall and shit, hit camp and all that bullshit, and then got to became an adult, and then fuck.
Right. So but, do you feel like you were sort of socialized in there to a certain extent? So you relate to it? Like, it's easy for you to be in that environment?
Nah, I mean, see, the thing is, once you're in there, you kind of get used to it. You know, you get institutionalized.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get out. I got out and started, fuck, I was still eating spreads like a week after and shit. It's like, what the fuck? I'm out. What the fuck am I doing?
Right.
Let me hit the fucking store. You know, let me go buy something at a restaurant or something. But
right,
it just, you got to learn ways to move about it or whatever you do. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of people who get used to that environment and then it's just really hard for them to go back to normal life.
Yeah,
or to, I mean, behave in a way that is acceptable on the
there's
outside.
A lot of homies are like a lot of motherfucking inmates that have been there for years, you know what I mean? And now especially like how the laws are changing and shit, homies that have been there for days are getting released, you know what I mean? So now you got fools that have been doing fucking damn near half life getting released, so it's like, you know what I mean?
Right. But is it, you know, like everybody has that time period where, you know, even with Draco just getting out the other day, it's like I could tell that he's still adjusting to being around people on some normal shit and not always having to watch your back.
Yeah.
Is it like that for you every time you get out?
Where
you
just, when I got out, I was like, fuck. Like, I used mirrors, using reflections for everything. You know what I mean? It was like, yeah, you got, it's like that in the mind state. You know, it kind of fucks with you, but it is like that, you know?
Right. Okay, so you started like kind of blowing up in terms of just putting stuff on YouTube and everything back in like 2011, but was there a stretch in there where you got locked up again and you weren't able to put out music for a while? Or?
Nah, I was just in and out of this madre and shit, you know, but I didn't, once I got like, even when I got signed with YG, once all that, I started doing good, you know, I started doing my thing. It was just studio, back and forth.
Right, so you were able to adapt to that new lifestyle of staying just away from the bullshit and just working?
I mean, now you kind of got something to lose, you know what I mean? Like, you'd be kind of dumb to keep making the same mistakes when you're making legit money now.
Right.
Why would you want to go fuck that off? You
know? Definitely. So what was it like when YG approached you and how was that?
That shit was cool. I mean, got records up in that motherfucker, you know?
Right.
So it was, and the vibe and everything, we dropped some, like, went on tour, everything. That shit was, you know.
What year was that?
2015.
Okay. And so from your perspective, he was like a fucking really big artist. So that was a big opportunity.
Yeah, reaching out, you know what I mean? Getting a platform to fucking put on for my people. So
is when you were like really in the streets, would it have been kind of unthinkable for you to be linking with like a black dude who's in a gang that's completely separate from the shit that you were involved with? Like, was that different to a lot of the people that you grew up around and shit?
Nah, well, see, in Santa Barbara, there's not really like, it's just a lot of Hispanics, you know? So there's not really like morenos or anything like that. You know
it's not
saying?
Like in LA where there's tension sometimes?
It's not like that. It's just Hispanics. So that tension to me wasn't even...
You didn't really think about it like that?
I didn't think about it like that, you know?
Was it kind of new to you, though, to be thinking about shit more along, like, you know, business terms rather than, like, street-related shit? Like, that might have been kind of new to you even at that point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, street and business is business, you know? Street is street. If you want to mix them in, you know where that goes, but you know what I'm saying?
Do you ever have a hard time, like... You know, you're talking about going on tour in Japan and like just being all over the place and stuff. Have you ever had like hard times like staying out of trouble when you are in those environments where you're constantly around new shit? Do your old habits come back to haunt you a little bit or not?
It'll happen, but I catch myself. You know, now I move different, so it's like I don't tend to do the shit that I would used to do. You know what I mean? Like, so now I move motherfucking like I'm gonna get in trouble. You know what I mean? Like, I already know myself, and like especially in my city, I'm a fucking target with the fucking cops and shit, you know?
Right.
So it's like, I rather not put myself in the situation where I know myself, you know? I ain't wanna start it, but shit, I'm gonna fucker end it, you know what I mean? Like, so I rather not put myself in a situation where I'm gonna, regardless at the end, I'm gonna get taken.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm going to jail.
You still stay out there or you stay around here?
Yeah, I stay in Santa Barbara.
Oh, okay. So do you just kind of stay in the crib? Like, you know, you try not to be like caught?
I'll be out and about, you know what I mean? I gotta do what I gotta do.
Right.
You know, I gotta hit the studio, I gotta do shit, but I mean, you just learn how to if dip and sweep through the cracks.
Do you get pulled over more than the average person?
When they, if I get spotted, I'm getting pulled over.
Really?
Yeah, I'm getting pulled over. That's why I told you going to pull up to my hood. I was like, yeah. I mean, you're more than welcome, but you already know what it is.
Is your car low key? Like, do you just
move? No, my car ain't low key either. I got to change that motherfucker. I got to buy a new one. Burnt. I was just talking about that with my homies. Hey, if we got to get another fucking car, that shit's burnt, you know? Like,
right. Yeah, that is the main thing, too. I always think about, like, getting a nicer car, but the nicer you get or the more custom you get, the more I feel like I don't want to be advertising who I am when I'm driving around and shit.
You got to learn how to move. Motherfuckers not getting, you know?
Yeah.
Hell nah. Over, like, shit they post or shit like that. Nah, I'd rather not.
So, can we talk about the situation that you locked up in this most recent incident?
I mean,
I'm sure there's some stuff that you can't say.
Yeah, shit happens. It is what it is, you know? Minor setback, major comeback, but fuck all that shit. You know
is the story that was put out there in the news inaccurate? Because I know you don't want to say it, but I guess maybe I'll throw out a little bit of details. It basically sounded like, and this sounded just like way below your pay grade, like the kind of thing that you would just probably be too busy to be dealing with. But the basic story that was in the news and shit was that you and a few other people basically robbed somebody who had like a backpack full of drugs.
Bullshitting motherfuckers, eh? You know what I mean? It's just, they have a lot of time in their hands. This motherfucker pinning shit. But I mean, it is what it is. Take it like a champ, you know?
Right.
I'm not here to fucking complain or nothing. It is what it is. Did my time. It is what it is, you know?
Was it, are you saying you weren't there? Or that it wasn't you? Or that it was a misunderstanding?
I ain't saying shit. Fuck that, you know? Please the motherfucking fit.
I feel you. All right. So, but then you get caught up for this.
That's like, done and done with. I'm out.
But it is done now. Like, you're not worried about, like, having to go back in or anything?
Nah, I'm not worried at all. Like, it wasn't. Even when I was in there, I mean, yeah, I'm in there for the charges. It is what it is. But I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, motherfuckers know what they signed up for, you know?
Right.
Like, so, like, third day, you got, what, 3-day grace? Second day, I was already doing burpees and shading spreads with the homies. I mean, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Writing flows. My shit was getting snatched, getting hit, lyrics getting took. It wasn't phasing me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I knew what they wanted to phase me on, so I back up.
So it didn't take you long once you got in there to just...
I know. I adapted quick.
Make the best of it.
Yeah, I made the best out of it.
Work out.
Thanksgivings, all that. We were having tank spreads, fucking feeding all the homies. We're grubbing, you know?
Like, really?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a lot of tension for you when you're in there, or are you, like, super cool with everybody? You got to be, like, a fucking legend. Like,
I got love.
You're by far the most famous person in there.
Yeah. Autographs, homies, like, fam bam, come visit. Hey, what's up? How you doing, little homie, you know?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
But it doesn't come with negative attention? There's not people that want to test you?
There's fools that pretty sure had a little grudge or hate in them. I mean, but I got on squeeze up in the motherfucker. So, I mean... Get yours on me, you know what I mean? Real talk.
That's fire. But so, like, yeah, I mean, you're getting so much love in there that it might be pretty hard to beef with you, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Because you're probably getting love from people that are not even from your side or whatever because of the music right?
Yeah. Love, man. It was love.
I feel it.
Shout out to the homies in the fucking county, even in prison, you know, doing time. Definitely. If you're in GP, other than that, Charlie's.
Right. So, what you're finding out about Corona and shit in there?
Man, that shit's fucking. Literally, I literally got off lockdown to be on lockdown, you know?
Yeah. So when did you started to get that idea where you're in there and you start hearing about people getting released because of Corona?
That's just crazy.
And you start crossing your fingers like, man, this is it. This could be it.
You come out of these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying?
But wait, how many years did you actually do this time around?
Nah, I only did fucking three.
Less than a year.
Yeah, it was three.
3 years?
Yeah, totally it was three. Well, it was a year in county. I sat in the county for... a year and a half. So by the time I went up, I just went up, got a number.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And how long were you supposed to do?
In time? What they were trying to break me off of?
Yeah.
They were trying to take an arm and a leg.
Wow. But you ended up taking a plea deal for three years?
Yeah.
And you did the full three. So
I didn't do the full three.
Oh, okay.
In jail, the way jail works, they give you double time.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you do, if it's three, by the time my whole shit went out, I was already sitting down for like a year and a half, you know what I mean? So that's double, that's three. So I just went up to prison, said what's up to the homies, ate a couple spreads, walked around the yardas, burpeed out, and then dipped out.
You know damn, so you got a lot of faith in the burpees, huh? Those things will fuck you up.
I mean, but they keep you healthy.
How many you done in a day?
You got stamina to fuck for days, you know what I'm saying?
For those who don't know, the burpee is basically hit a push-up, then you leap up to your feet, and then you jump basically as high as you can, and then you drop back down, do another push-up. So it's like the...
Up, down.
The pain of doing the push-up, you know, that starts building up, but it's more the cardio. It just taxes you jumping up and down and going from low to high like that. That shit will fuck you up. Okay, so you end up getting out. Now you're basically kind of on lockdown with Corona and shit. Is it sort of depressing for you to not to be able to be out doing shows or doing whatever at this point?
Like, it's like, fuck. I mean, now I'm used to it, is what it is, but fuck. I mean, at least I'm getting everything done with parole. You know what I'm saying? So I'm taking care of my parole shit. All my programs are done, data, everything. You know what I mean?
How long are you supposed to be on parole for?
Fuck. They got me for... I basically got a dad for a fucking long time. You know that I got to check in with for a good minute.
You got piss tested and everything?
Yeah, all that shit happens, you know? Damn. Parole.
You smoke weed normally?
I mean, no, I don't smoke. No. Cigarettes.
Okay, but so is that kind of weird having your lifestyle changed up? You get out of jail and
it's, period. I'm not used to asking a motherfucker for permission or something, you know what I mean? So now that I got to call my parole, hey, sir, I need a travel pass. I got a travel pass that comes here to see you.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. It's like, oh, because I was saying like, hey, can we do that Thursday? And they were like, no, he only got cleared for Friday. We got to do it Friday.
You know, shit, got to get it cleared so I don't get fucked. Yeah. You can move around wrong, but I mean, for what? Then you go to jail and then start over, get another fucking year probation.
Are you still recording as much? Or you record in the house or you go to the studio?
Studio.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's
record, just stay smart. I got shit coming.
You still feel like motivated, like when you were younger, to keep recording, or what's your mentality like?
It never really, even when I was in jail, I never got unmotivated or nothing. I was just at the moment I had a time, like, you know, I'm fighting this case. I gotta clear my mind, right? You know what I mean? Get my mind right.
Definitely.
But after, when I'm like, all right, piece of cake, started doing my shit, writing, starting everything. You know what I mean? I didn't stress the fuck out. You know what I mean? Fuck that. I did my time.
Yeah, definitely. I noticed some up and coming Hispanic rappers kind of trying to use your name for clout, throwing you in the conversation. Hey, and
when
shit.
You're the one. Motherfuckers are gonna do that. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Get your money how you can, motherfucker. It is what it is. You know?
Okay. But I'm naming names. What do you think of this kid YTM Lil Vent, who's got so much to say about you?
There's levels to this shit. I went to jail for an alleged attempted murder. That motherfucker goes to jail for fucking messing around with minors, you know what I mean? Like, it's a different motherfucker. Stay in your lane, homie, you know?
Is that what he got accused of or something? I didn't know that.
Man, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Who's that? No, you know?
But he took it real personal that you don't personally use the N-word.
In reality, I wasn't even... That fool's a nobody, you know? Like, so it was... You weren't even in that conversation, my boy, you know?
Like, right.
You weren't on that list that we were talking about, so you just wanted that little clout. Now you go mention a motherfucker's name, but motherfuckers know what it is, you know?
How strongly do you feel about that? Like, do a lot of your friends use the N-word? You just personally don't do it, or do you just not condone Mexican people doing it in general?
I do have homies that say it, but like, as in, like when they ask me for my opinion, that's my opinion, you know? I'm gonna give you my fucking opinion. Now, whether you like it or not, I can give a fuck, you know what I mean? That's my opinion.
Have you always been like that? You never said it when you were younger and shit?
Nah, I was signed to YG. I never use it. You know, I don't use that word, like...
He won't condone that?
Yeah, like, I don't... So why am I going to let... You know what I mean? That's off, you know what I mean?
No, I respect it. I mean, shit, there's a lot of people watching this right now who probably really appreciate that, because I see a lot of black people kind of nowadays not, like, really being against Hispanic people using it, whereas I felt like, you know, years ago, it was like nobody really was having that conversation so much.
Yeah, shit changes now. It's 2020, you know what I mean? It's all fucked off. This year's all fucked off.
For sure. Do you, let me ask you about a few other rappers. Have you seen Peso Peso? What do you think of him?
No, I only heard it from the clout chaser, you know, doing his little clout chasing. It was like, he didn't know what branch to leech off of. But I mean, boy, I respect that man more than a motherfucker, you know what I mean? Because, homie, you get your money right. You don't get it off being a... Where I come from, homie, that's cha-cha shit, you know? You leave that shit for the females, my boy. You don't do that shit.
I think part of his problem with Peso Peso, we've just had him on.
Cool, he just hates.
Cool dude, but he's from Texas. He called himself the hardest essay ever.
He's not an essay.
You don't
you
think
ain't
so?
An essay.
What do you have to do to be an essay?
I mean, essay falls under a certain category, my boy. That fool ain't no essay, you know?
Okay. So you have to be with
that's facts.
You certain ain't, level of activities. You
not even that. It's just that falls under a certain category and you're not an essay, you know?
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay, what do you think of Shoreline Mafia? They're like some
are they
the,
doing their thing?
Yeah.
I've been hearing this shit. Yeah.
Yeah, they're some of my favorite shit out of LA. They just broke up, so it's kind of unfortunate.
Keep doing that. Hell yeah, they gassing that shit. That's
they've been
right.
Killing it, yeah. Okay. What do you think of, were you observing the 6ix9ine situation from jail?
Man, that shit, fools are looking at that and thinking that's cool. That's where fools like this other motherfucker tried to do. You know, it's like, fool, I see your little movidas. That shit don't work with me. I'm a real one. Miss me with that bullshit. You know?
Right. Yeah. What's the Sad Boy Loco statement on snitching at this moment in time in the year 2020?
Don't do it. You're still going to get broken off and you're not going to be able to go back to your fucking hood. Don't do it.
Right.
You're still going to do your time. You're just helping them do their fucking case. That beat, like, seal off their case. That's all you're doing.
You think that that's a problem nowadays? That snitching's cool? That people don't it's look always down been on a problem. It the same way?
Yeah, it's always been a problem. Just now it's coming to light. Like, oh, they're snitches. You know what I mean? Right. But it's always been a problem. Every hood has them. Every they're everywhere. You know what I mean?
Right. So you have people that you see around town that you know they snitch, and you got to just kind of...
My boy.
You got to just turn your head and be like...
It's like... Fuck, like, dog, like, motherfucker, you know what I mean? But yeah. It's not in my conscience, you know what I mean?
You seen this fool dog face?
Hey, that fool made 2020 fucking. He's the one that highlighted this motherfucker. That's right.
He is. He's like quickly becoming like one of the most well-known people of kind of representing like a certain.
If somebody hates on that motherfucker, you're a fucking hater. That you have no reason to hate on that fool. You know,
it's pretty funny because when
vibes on that about
when you actually like hear him talking stuff, you realize he's just a super chill stoner dude and stuff. But I think the reason why people thought it was so funny is because you're looking at him like he's this cholo dude who just so happens to be dancing all having so much fun. And
you just didn't expect it when you see that, you know?
Yeah, it's good though. Like, don't you? It kind of like helps with the representation. Like now, at least like people have like another version of like this type of dude to look at and be like, oh, he's a nice guy. Yeah. Because not everybody's
a different perspective of someone wearing long socks.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Head. Yeah, yeah.
I feel you.
I like that you fuck with it though, because I wasn't sure.
Yeah, no, that's tight. He brightened up 2020. He put smiles on motherfuckers. You know? Real shit.
Hey, that's fire. Yeah. He's like a fucking a folk hero around there now.
He got everybody drinking cranberry juice now and shit.
Yeah, that's real. I could never imagine drinking that much cranberry juice while also having some water.
Clean tests and shit for bud. Just fuck you,
man. That's what's up. Yeah, do you you follow Foods Gone Wild?
Yeah. Hey, yeah. They actually help out the fucking Raza a lot. You know?
Yeah.
I trip out. Even when I got out, they were already big, and I was like, God damn. Like, but the way they put out the culture, like their bio says, fuck lames and snitches, and they really go by that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they put out shit, content that's, like, funny, but it's, like, legit. Like, oh, shit. Like, all right, that's tight.
I think it's dope, too, that it's just, like, from following that page, I feel like it gives me a little bit more of, like, an understanding of that subculture and shit in a way that is, like...
He puts it out there, like...
Yeah, it's very valuable to be able to, like, sort of observe all these things that are, like... Like, I'll be watching memes on there that I, like, very much do not understand, but at least I'm, like, I'm working on it. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck the joke is here or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, that's tight. Nah, he did that. He shot that.
Hell yeah. So what are your, what's the relationship like with YG these days? How much do you talk to him?
We cool. We still chop it up and everything, you know what I mean? Doing his thing. I'm doing mine, you know?
That's what's up. Yeah, so you're still motivated. You have like projects coming or anything in particular?
I got a Spanish one, all something for the females, and some G shit.
Really?
Now I'm not giving you motherfuckers a date. I'm just going to surprise you guys like I do with these videos.
Wow, okay. So do you have to get into a different mind state to do the kind of like girl-friendly songs that I've seen from you here and there?
Nah, hell nah. I love female soys.
You just hear the
I'm
beat?
I'm fully with the Tuli, so I already know, like, you know what I mean? So I know what to rap about.
You're not in a relationship?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah, you can't do it.
I can't. I'm focused on other things, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. You got any kids?
Yeah, I got kids.
How many?
I got three.
Oh, wow.
I started off at a young age. Damn. I'm shitting them up.
My kid might be popping out any minute now.
Congrats, crazy. Pimpin.
Appreciate it.
Life's going to change for you.
Is it? Is it crazy? Yeah, yeah. You got any advice for me?
Long nights. You're going to have some long nights. Especially when it's like birth, you're going to have some long nights.
Yeah? I'm trying to avoid that.
Because she's going to be tired, and you got to do everything.
Yeah.
She's off from that rest, from that whole labor thing, you know?
Man, if she hits me right now, being like, hey...
No, you looked at your phone like,
yeah. Hey. Every notification, I'm like, uh-oh.
Fuck
here
yeah.
We go. All right.
You got to go. Hey, Savoy, I'm gone. Yeah. Like that.
Facts. All right. You got any last words? Anything that you want to share with the people before we cap this off? Appreciate you coming in and telling your story, man.
Appreciate you having me by. Still que viva la raza. Motherfucking Sad Boy back at it. You know what I mean? Tune into that Let Me Ride. Motherfucking essay. Attempted murder. All that shit. I'm going to drop out some new shit. You know what I mean? I'm back.
Hell yeah.
Back for good, you know what I mean?
Fire. Appreciate it. Sad Boy Loco. Yeah, no baby. Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. No Check us on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah.